Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino is the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
This happened back on Thanksgiving night of 2013. This was back when I was 18 years old and living with my parents. We were hosting Thanksgiving at our house, and we lived in a pretty good neighborhood. One thing that was interesting, though, is that we lived less than a mile from a local shopping area. At the end of the neighborhood, there was a busier street, and if you walked down it on the sidewalk, soon that entered an area with a bunch of stores. There was a Target, Walmart, Best Buy, and all that stuff. So this was a year where a lot of stores were actually opening on Thanksgiving night. I didn't have plans to go shopping until maybe the next day on Black Friday. I was really just enjoying Thanksgiving with my family and hanging out watching football and stuff. There was a lot of people at our house, like grandparents, aunts, uncles, and cousins. One of my cousins, Jake, who I'm close with in age, was probably the cousin that I hung out with the most at the time. We talked a lot during that Thanksgiving. I remember that he had the idea to walk down to the store after dinner and see how the shopping was going. At first, I was like, nah, but he said that it would be fun. He told me just how crazy things would get on Black Friday, and he had gone shopping in the past on Black Friday and said that it was fun. So soon, he had convinced me. It sounded interesting to see what the buzz was all about. The plan was to walk there and only be gone for a little while. So Jake and I left at maybe 6:30 or so. We walked down the sidewalk to the local shopping center, which only took about 15 minutes or so. I remember that when we approached, it was crazy. There were cars and people everywhere. Particularly the Target and Walmart were extremely busy.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
We got there, and at first we were just walking by. One of the first things we noticed was that there was a bunch of cop cars at the Walmart and the lights were flashing. We were obviously curious as to what happened, but also figured we better stay away. So we walked down to the Target and went inside and just walked around for a bit. It was pretty crazy, a lot more so than I would have expected. We didn't get anything, and a short time later we decided to head back. When we left, there were less police cars at the Walmart, but still a few of them. At that point, we walked back home and were gone for maybe an hour total. After getting back, we just continued hanging out with the rest of the family. We were in the living room watching football and talking and stuff. Around 8 o'clock, some people started leaving. By 9 o'clock, about half the people were there, but still only a few. I remember that it was late in the football game when one of my uncles, who was standing by the window, said, "There's a guy walking around your backyard." Our backyard was not that big, but fenced in and had several trees and bushes in it. My dad got up and walked over to the window, and I did as well. When we got there, we saw that there was this guy sort of at the back near the fence. He was walking behind a row of trees and heading towards the back corner. It looked suspicious right away, as none of us knew him. He was wearing jeans, a gray sweatshirt with the hood concealing most of his head, and he also had a backpack strung over his shoulder. I thought that maybe he was going to go out of our yard and then into the neighbor's backyard, but instead, he turned and started walking towards our house. He was just barely within our view, and he did not look at us, so I don't think he noticed us at the window. He kept walking, and soon we couldn't see him anymore. He was over towards the other end of the house, so we moved over there. My dad decided to go into the backyard and tell the guy to leave, so he went over to the door and opened it. He walked out and looked around, and I went outside behind him. I heard someone quickly moving away from the backyard towards the other side of the house. I heard the leaves on the ground moving, but we didn't see the guy as that part was out of view. He seemed to go around to the side of the house towards the front and was probably leaving. My dad yelled for whoever he was to get out of our yard. We stopped hearing the guy, so we walked around to that side of the house. We still didn't see anything, and we didn't see the guy walking off into other people's yards or down the street either. It was strange, but we figured that he was gone, and we went back inside the house. It was probably like 20 minutes later, there was a knock on our front door. There was a police officer there. He asked us if we had heard anything strange or unusual. We immediately told him about the man. The officer said that he would look around, and within minutes we saw another police car get there. Then they found the same guy who we had seen still hiding in our yard. The guy was next to the house behind a bush. They arrested him, and it turned out that he had never left, even though we thought he did. The man had robbed the Walmart on Black Friday and assaulted two people. That's why we saw all the cop cars there. He fled the scene and ran all the way to our neighborhood and ultimately to our yard. I'm glad that the cops looked there. We had no idea that he was still in our yard. We thought that he had left, when in reality, he just hid out of our sight. This is the craziest experience that I ever had shopping on Black Friday. For many years, starting in the 2000s, it became a tradition for me to go shopping on Black Friday. It started when I was a kid going with my mom, and it would be a mother-daughter shopping day. The sales seemed to get crazier and crazier, and we would go earlier and earlier. Then I remembered that they started opening stores on Thanksgiving Day. We never did that until 2014, when I wanted to go shopping that night. I wanted to go by myself because I wanted to get a Christmas gift for my mom. There was some other stuff that I wanted to get as well, but that was the main reason. So that Thanksgiving, I left my parents' house to go to Target, which was opening at 6 p.m. I drove there and arrived a little bit after 6, maybe 6:15. I didn't think there was a need to wait in line or to get there right at 6 o'clock. If I didn't get something because of that little bit of time, then I didn't care too much. However, the store was much crazier than I expected. The parking lot was almost completely full, but when I got in the store, it was way worse. There were people everywhere, and I mean everywhere. It was basically a giant mob of people every direction that you looked. Whether you went left, right, forward, or back, you were going to be running into someone. It was impossible to go to any part of the store with any kind of speed. You could only go at the pace of the mob. It was like being in a wave in the ocean. The herd of people would just take you along. If you wanted to go against it, it would be nearly impossible. I got swept up by the mob and taken towards electronics, which is where I was going anyways, but that's where everybody else was going too. Eventually, I made it there and tried to separate myself from the giant crowd of people. I fought my way out of it to where it was slightly less busy. I started fighting my way to look for the things that I wanted. I was looking around the electronics area, having a hard time finding things, probably because of how many people there were. After I was over there for maybe 10 minutes, I remember that this Target employee approached me. He asked if he could help me, and I said I didn't know because it was so busy. I told him what I was trying to find, and I remember that he was struggling to hear me because of how crazy it was. It was pretty loud. I remember that he told me to follow him, and he started walking along the edge of the store along the wall. I followed him, and he quickly went through these two swinging doors that went into the employees-only area. I wasn't sure if I was supposed to follow him there, but he waved me in. I went in there, and it was crazy to see how different it was back there. We were in this back room with a bunch of high shelves and concrete floors. It was much quieter. The guy said that it was easier to talk back there, and it was. He asked me again what I was looking for, and I told him. He said that he was going to help me out, and said that they might have a few in the back. Then he started walking down the narrow walkway, and I followed him. I was wondering why I was seemingly getting special treatment, and it seemed sort of strange. We walked down there, and then took a left to the sort of back aisle. I saw him take out his cell phone as he was walking, and he started talking into it, but I couldn't really hear him. He was talking pretty quiet. Then we got to the end of that aisle there. At the back of it was a wall, and on that wall was a door leading to outside. There were a bunch of random boxes and stuff lying around as well. The man then stood there, and we were both just standing there for a few seconds. I was starting to get confused. The guy took out his phone and was looking at it. This was starting to seem wrong, but I didn't really know what to do. Then, out of nowhere, I heard a voice behind us. I looked back and saw another Target employee. He said, "Who are you guys and what are you doing back here?" I was really confused. Then I heard the door open behind me. I looked and saw the guy who had been helping me open the door for the back room to go outside. He sprinted out, and before the door swung shut, I saw him jump into the back seat of this car. Then the car screeched away and the door slowly closed. I turned back around super confused, and the Target employee asked me what I was doing back there and who that guy was. I told him what happened. The guy told me that the other guy did not work at Target. He was dressed as an employee, but was impersonating one. The man told me that he saw that his uniform was off and saw him going into the back room with me. That's why he went in to confront us. Then we went back out to the crazy area of Target. I was really weirded out by the whole thing and left and went back to my parents. I couldn't stop thinking about how crazy that was. When I thought about it more, I realized the man might have been trying to kidnap me or something. Maybe he was communicating on his phone with the people who were driving the car, and he was planning to take me out the door and shove me into the car and then drive away. He certainly wasn't actually trying to help me. I'm glad that the other Target worker was there and noticed us. I used to work at a sporting goods store. This is something that happened just a few years ago. Our store is pretty large, and Black Friday is one of the busiest days of the year for us. The only other day that compares is probably the Saturday before Christmas. For Black Friday on this year, I was working, as well as pretty much everyone else on staff. We would even hire extra people for seasonal work each year. I typically moved around the store organizing things and also helping customers. In my time there, I had worked in all departments and knew the entire store very well. It was always a lot of work during Thanksgiving and Christmas time, but it was also fun. There was lots of customers, and I would end up making a good amount of money with all the hours that I got. On this year for Black Friday, I was working a long shift. We opened our doors at 6 a.m., and I was working from 5:30 to 3:30, a 10-hour shift. When we opened, there was a lot of customers. It really wasn't too crazy, though. I was kept busy right away. People were all over, and I helped a lot of them, showing them where things were and telling them the sales. I also was kept busy cleaning and reorganizing things from the rush of customers. The first 5 hours really flew by. The next thing I knew, it was the late morning. Things sort of calmed down a little bit, but were still busy. I remember that I was in the back of the store working when I got called up to customer service by one of the store managers. I went up and there was a cop there, which seemed odd. I thought that maybe there was a shoplifting incident or something. My manager, as well as the cop, said that they were briefing people about a situation. I learned that a nearby store had been robbed at gunpoint early in the morning. The suspect fled, but it was possible that he was still in the area. I hadn't heard about it at all, and I hadn't seen any police or anything yet. They said they were keeping it quiet and only telling the employees or something like that. It sounded like it was more than likely the guy was long gone by now, but they just wanted us to beware. There was a chance that he was hiding in plain sight. I was shown a picture of the guy that was taken by a surveillance camera. It was a really clear photo for it being surveillance. The guy wasn't wearing a mask or anything, and I said that I would keep an eye out. Obviously, I never thought that anything would come of it. I went back to work after that and quickly forgot about the guy. I was pretty busy with the store still having lots of customers and stuff. Several hours later, and just a couple more hours until I was off, I was now working at the front of the store. I was kind of near the entrance doors. The store was a little bit less busy now. As I was standing there, I heard the automatic doors start to slide open, and I glanced over to see a customer entering the store. I was going to say hi like I would to any customer coming in if I happened to be working by the doors. As soon as I saw the person entering, though, my jaw dropped. It was the same guy who I had seen a picture of, who was wanted by the cops. I hadn't even been thinking about it and had completely forgot, but now that I was seeing him, it instantly jogged my memory. I couldn't believe it. When the guy walked in, we locked eyes. He must have seen the look on my face. As soon as he was about to take a step inside, he stopped. Then he turned around and walked out. I quickly ran and found a manager and reported that I saw the guy. The cops got called back to the store, but the guy was gone by then. They looked around without success. I realized that the guy must have noticed that I recognized him and then left. I'm not sure why he was entering our store. Was it to buy something normally, or could it have been to rob us? Either way, I'm glad that he left. A few days later, he did end up being caught by police. It was a surprise that he stayed in the area. That was a Black Friday memory that I will never forget. This happened on Black Friday in 2004. It had been a great Thanksgiving, and I was hoping to have a great Black Friday with my wife. We got up early to go Black Friday shopping at all the stores. First, we went to Walmart, and things got off to an interesting start. We got there shortly after they opened, which was around 6 a.m., I think. There were some things that we were hoping to get, but I wasn't depending on it. I knew that things can get crazy, so if we missed out, it wasn't a big deal. Obviously, the store was busy. My wife and I tried to go through the large crowd towards electronics, where all the action was. Most people were there trying to get some type of TV, video game, phone, or computer, and I was no different. I was hoping for a new TV, and so we walked back there as fast as we could. By the time we got there, the scene was even crazier than I expected, and I had expected it to be wild. There were people everywhere, and some were actually fighting over stuff. I went over to the TVs with my wife. I saw that there were a couple left of the kind that I wanted. As I was walking over, I saw somebody grab one. Now there was just one left. I hurried to go faster now, and I heard my wife say, "Go for it." So I did not run, but I speed-walked over to the last television set. When I got there, I was just about to reach out and grab it, when this guy came flying in out of nowhere. He ran into me and completely knocked me over onto the ground, because he hit me at an angle where I didn't see him at all. Because I had not seen him coming, I fell and the man tripped over me, and then he fell to the ground as well. We were both on the ground, and the guy quickly got up. But when he did, I guess someone else took the last TV. I had no idea because I didn't see it as I was still on the floor. The next thing I knew, my wife came over to me and asked if I was okay. I was fine, and I stood back up. All of a sudden, the guy came back over to me who had ran into me and got in my face. He said that I had tripped him. I told him that I never saw him coming and said that he knocked me over. He said that because of me, he didn't get the last TV. I asked him where it went, and he said some other guy took it. This angered me because I had wanted it too, but I also knew that it wasn't my fault. I said he shouldn't have ran me over, and I was glad that he didn't get the TV. Well, that really ticked the guy off, and he started cursing at me. My wife said we should go, sensing things were heating up in the argument. I decided that it would be best to just back away, so I turned and left. The man wasn't happy with this, though. He started to follow us, still cursing at me. I wanted badly to turn around and punch him in the face, but I knew that that would only make things worse, so I just ignored him. Eventually, we were able to get away from him and blend back in with the crowd. We shopped around the store and soon found some other things to buy. After being in the store for a while, my wife and I went up and checked out. Then we left and headed to another store. I remember that several hours later, we were at this type of furniture store. My wife and I were looking at the items when my cell phone rang. I didn't have caller ID, as cell phones were much different back then. I answered it and heard somebody who I didn't immediately recognize. It was a man, and he was very angry. Soon, though, I realized that it was the same guy who I had gotten into it with at Walmart. This blew my mind, as I had no idea how he got my phone number. He was just harassing me and cursing at me more. He said that he wanted to talk to me and asked me where I was. I told him to leave me alone, and he asked me when I was going home. He then said that he was going to get me back. But right in the middle of him saying that, I hung up the phone. He immediately tried calling me again, but I didn't answer. He kept trying to call, I'm sure, because my phone kept ringing, so I just turned it off. I kept wondering how he got my number, though. My wife and I continued shopping. Eventually, we were done for the day and went back home. Things were good then, and I turned my phone back on. The guy didn't call. However, that night, when it was pretty late, there was a knock on our front door. This seemed odd right away, but I didn't know who it was. I went to a window and looked out and saw that same guy. He started loudly banging on the door and yelling at me to answer. Then he tried opening it a few times. I didn't know what this guy was capable of. But now that he was at my house, I wasn't going to back down.
10 hours on my feet, traffic, noise, everybody needing something from me. My head is spinning. I just need the world to stop for 1 second. But then I get home, shoes off, phone out, and I open Modo Casino. Hundreds of slots, classic table games. It's my instant reset. The variety I want in the quiet I need.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino. America's social casino.
I went over to the front door against my wife's wishes and stormed out. I started yelling at the guy to get off my property, and he was still cursing at me. Instantly, when I got in his face, he took a swing at me and partly hit me. I shoved him back, and he tried to push me to the ground. I ran towards him and tackled him, and we both went down. Then we were just kind of rolling around swinging at each other for a while. Eventually, the guy pulled himself away and got up. I got up as well and thought that we were going for round two, but instead, the guy walked off to his car in the street and then left. We didn't call the cops or anything, and he was gone. Then I went inside, and my wife showed me how to block his phone number. After that, I never heard from him or saw him again. It was a crazy thing. I still don't know how he got my number or how he got my address. It's possible that he followed me, but I hadn't noticed. Because when I checked out at Walmart, I do think I gave them my phone number. But then again, the guy would have had to be within feet of us, and he also would have had to follow us to get to our house. The store was busy, but I think I would have noticed. It remains a mystery to me to this day. This is something that happened when I was 14 years old. Being an only child, I was fairly used to being home alone by myself from time to time. It usually wouldn't happen for very long periods of time, though. But every day when I would get home from school for a few hours, I would typically be at home by myself. One Friday in the fall, I went to school and arrived back as normal. My parents were still gone at work, and they would be gone for a lot longer that night. I can't remember if it was my mom or my dad, but one of my parents had a work dinner event thing to go to. So both my parents were going straight there after work, and they would be gone until that night at about 9 or 10 o'clock. And they told me this beforehand and left me money to order a pizza to have it delivered if I wanted. So I was kind of excited for that. I was also excited to be able to just watch TV and play video games all night, or at least until my parents got back. After arriving home from school, I went directly up to my room and started gaming. Eventually, I went downstairs and hung out there for a while. Then when I got hungry, I ordered pizza. I would guess at around 7 o'clock that night, the pizza guy arrived. I answered the door, got the pizza, paid him, and then went up to my room. I started eating pizza and playing video games, which was a dream night for me back then. However, about an hour into this, and I heard the main front door to our house open downstairs. It surprised me right away, because other than my video games and the TV on a low volume downstairs, the house was completely quiet. At first, I thought that it had to be my parents, obviously. But two things were off. Number one, my parents were not supposed to be back this early, and if they were, they probably would have texted me. Number two, I didn't hear them unlock the door. It had simply just opened. As I was thinking these thoughts, I listened and heard somebody now walking into the house, although I could not hear very well being upstairs and in my bedroom. I thought back to when I had picked up the pizza from the delivery driver. That's when I realized that I thought I forgot to lock the front door. I think I just got the pizza and then went back inside and closed the door but didn't lock it. I felt terribly nervous now, because I couldn't honestly remember locking it. Meanwhile, I heard footsteps downstairs going closer towards the staircase. I thought about yelling, asking if it was one of my parents, but decided not to. I also thought about trying to yell something threatening or fight whoever was in the house if it was not my parents. But I had no fighting skills. I was a skinny 14-year-old kid and didn't have anything really to use as a weapon either. Now the footsteps had reached the stairs and they were starting to walk up. I got even more nervous. As whoever was in the house was walking up the stairs, I sat there in my gaming chair, basically frozen with fear. My bedroom was the second door on the left once you got up the staircase to the second floor, and my door was not closed all the way, it was open about a foot. After the person reached the top of the stairs, I finally had the thought to close my door, but I felt like it was too late, so I didn't. My door had no lock, and the person would see me closing it, giving me away if I did. So what could I do? I couldn't really think of anything. I looked to the door, and the way the door opened was opposite where the person was, so even though they were now in the upstairs hallway, I couldn't see them and they couldn't see me. They continued walking closer at a slow but steady pace. I was still sitting in my chair. I'm not sure if I was just frozen with fear and too scared to move, or if I didn't move because I knew I would make a sound, because obviously I wanted to hide under my bed or in the closet, anywhere that would be out of sight from this person if they chose to enter my room. But moving now would make too much sound. However, the one thing that I did have going for me was that the lights in my bedroom were off. I liked gaming in the dark. I should also mention that I had paused my game shortly after hearing the door open and the person enter the house, so that wasn't making any sound. The only noise I heard was the footsteps and the very low volume of the TV downstairs in the living room. The person walked right in front of my doorway. Then, for a moment, I saw somebody come into my view in the open crack of the door. I looked away out of fear. I was sure that the person would open the door the rest of the way, and who knows what would happen. But it didn't. I heard the footsteps moving away. I looked back over, and now saw nobody there. The footsteps were now going back down the stairs. Whoever it was leaving, and they were also walking a little bit faster. Eventually, they reached the bottom of the stairs, and then went towards the front door. Then they left. When I heard the door close, I ran downstairs and locked it. I looked out the windows, but didn't see anyone. They must have gone out of sight. I didn't see any strange cars or anything. It was really weird. I then called my parents, who came home. Whoever had entered the house, though, was long gone. Nothing was stolen or out of place, and I never got a good look at them. I think that it was a man based on the little I saw, but that's just a guess. Overall, I have no idea why this person entered our house. Did they know that the door was unlocked? And what did they want inside? After that, I did not want to stay home alone for a while, but I did. I would have to stay at home after school while my parents were at work, but I didn't stay home alone at night for a while after that. This happened many years ago now, but it's something that I will never forget. It was in the early 2000s, and at the time, I was a young single mother with two sons, aged 7 and 4. There was a new video game system that my sons had been talking about all year, mainly my older son. I was planning to get it for them for Christmas, but I didn't have a whole lot of money to spend. For Black Friday, the local Walmart was having a huge sale, and the video game system was one of the things that was on sale. I knew that it was a great opportunity for me to buy it, and I made plans to go to Walmart. So for Thanksgiving, we stayed at my parents' house, and that allowed me to get up early and go shopping by myself the next day. Walmart opened at 6 a.m. that year on Black Friday, I believe, so I got up before the crack of dawn and drove there. When I arrived, the store had not opened yet, and it was still completely dark outside. However, the parking lot was packed, and I had to park sort of at the back of it. There were people lined up outside the store and walking to the front from the parking lot. I had never seen it like this before. I walked up to the store and got as close as I could, but I was still behind a bunch of people in line. I had only got there about 5 minutes before they opened. Camping out in a tent overnight or something like that wasn't really an option for me. I hoped that I would still have enough time to get the video games, and I felt confident about it. Soon enough, I remember hearing the crowd cheer and the doors opened. I watched countless people run inside the store and inch closer with the people that I was near. About a minute went by before I was able to enter. By the time I got inside the store, there were literally people everywhere. I remember that the electronics department was at the back of the store, so I tried to walk as quick as I could, but there were so many people that it took forever. By the time I made it there, I looked around for the video games. Unfortunately, they were gone. I looked around the electronics department for at least 10 or 20 minutes. I was just hoping that I would find it, or that there would be one somewhere. But it seemed as though it had sold out. Finally, there was an employee available to talk to, and he told me that they didn't have any left. I was very disappointed. I decided to try another store to see if maybe they had a similar deal. I hadn't really looked in all the advertisements in the paper the day before, because I had been banking on Walmart to work out. I was surprised just how fast the video games sold. So I left the Walmart store and the mob of people. I walked through the parking lot back to my car. However, when I got near it, I saw something strange. There was a guy with a large SUV, and the back of it was open. He was standing there selling electronics out of the back of his car. He was parked at the way back of the parking lot, kind of in the corner where there was actually a little bit of space. I saw a couple of people standing around and talking to him, but there wasn't like a crowd or anything. When I realized this, it seemed kind of shady, but I thought that maybe there was a chance he had the video games that I wanted to buy. So I walked over to him. When I approached, I saw mostly other electronics, but I did see a few video games. When I walked up, he told me that he had stuff cheaper than they were selling inside. I asked him if he had any of the video game systems that I was looking for. He looked in the back of his SUV for a moment, which had a lot of stuff in it. There were boxes and wires and all kinds of stuff back there. He told me that he didn't have any with him at the moment, but he said that he did have some back at his shop, which was not far away. Now, the whole thing seemed sketchy, like I said. I didn't think this guy was supposed to be selling stuff, and Walmart would probably shut him down or call the cops on him. But I was angry for missing out after waking up at 6 a.m., so I didn't really care in the moment. I asked the guy where his shop was and what it was called. He said that it was his place, and he said that he would take me there quick. I was surprised to hear that. I thought maybe he would go back there and come back. I said that I could go to my car and just follow him, but he said no. He said that we could go there quick, and it was just down the road, and then he would drive me back to Walmart. The guy was bald, sort of strong-looking, and had a bit of a beard. I told him okay, and then I went around and got into his car. This was a stupid idea to begin with, but at the moment, it didn't seem that bad. The man got into the driver's seat and then started driving. He left the Walmart parking lot and turned onto a dark and quiet road. I told the man how crazy it was inside the store and how I really wanted to get the video games for my son. He said that he had several gaming systems and he would sell it to me for cheaper than the sale at Walmart. Aside from it seeming really sketchy, the guy did seem pretty nice. Things then went quiet in the car for the most part. He drove down that road and then turned. It was still dark out and I wasn't quite sure exactly where we were going. After we were driving down that road for at least more than 5 minutes, I started to get nervous. The guy made it sound like his shop wasn't that far away. After driving down the road for a while, he turned again. Then we went down that road for at least another 5 minutes. I no longer knew where we were anymore. I asked the guy how much farther away his place was. He just said that it wasn't much farther. Then he turned on this one road that was even quieter. I was getting a bad feeling that I should not have gotten into the car with the guy. We drove down this really quiet road for at least another 10 minutes. Now we were driving for close to half an hour. At that point, I just wanted to get out of there. Nobody was saying anything. I sensed a change in the guy's overall personality. I was now afraid to say anything. I felt like if I asked again, he would tell me that he was kidnapping me or something. The guy now almost seemed to be angry. We kept driving and came up to a red light. That was just what I wanted to see. It was this quiet intersection and there were really no other cars on the road. The area was more rural here, with woods off in the distance. As soon as the man stopped at the red light, I just grabbed the door handle. Thankfully, it opened. I jumped out of the guy's truck and just ran for it. He did not try to stop me. I went to the right in the intersection and noticed this small little gas station down the road. I saw the man's truck go straight, driving away from me. I went to the gas station and went inside. There I called my parents, who were able to come and get me. When they heard about what happened, they were just glad that I was okay. My parents and I ended up buying the video games for my son together that year at a higher price from another store. So I guess it all worked out, but I'm really glad that I got out of that guy's car when I did. I'm not sure where we were going. I should have never gotten the car to begin with. That guy was already being sketchy for selling stuff out of the back of his car in a Walmart parking lot. I work from home and live in an apartment. I have my computer set up in the corner of my living room, and that's where I sit all day during the week. My apartment building is pretty new and fairly nice. It's not at all some cheap dump or anything like that. It's located in a pretty populated area about 10 minutes outside of the city. But there was this one time when something really crazy happened. So, it was a weekday and I was at work. Like always, I was sitting at my desk in the living room and on my computer. I don't recall the exact time, but I'm guessing at like 1 p.m. or so, I heard a knock on my door. It was unusual for anybody to be at my door. But living in a large apartment building is not a crazy thought, especially with it being right in the middle of the day. I got up from my desk and then walked over to the door. Before opening it, I first looked out of the peephole. When I did, I saw that there were two men standing there wearing maintenance uniforms. One of them was holding something and the other guy had a toolbox. Realizing they worked for the apartment building, I opened the door. The first guy said that they were there to change the air filters and they would be in and out really quick. I then noticed the thing the other guy was holding was in fact an air filter. I hadn't got any emails about them being changed, but I couldn't remember the last time that they were changed, so I said come on in and let them in. They walked straight for where the air filter was, which was in this small closet that was in my bedroom. The guys said thanks and they would only be a minute. Then I walked back over to my desk and sat down again and got back to work. For maybe a minute total, the guys were in my room. Then I heard them walking out. The door to my apartment opened and shut, and they left, and I was busy working, but about a minute later, I got up and walked over to the door and locked it. Then I went back again and continued working. I worked for about another 4 more hours or so until I was off at 5. Then I logged out of everything and was done with work for the day. I didn't really feel like going anywhere, and I was planning to just order food later that night. In the meantime, I did some small tasks around the apartment. I unloaded the dishwasher or something like that. And then I remembered that I went to take out the trash. We had a room at the end of the hallway for trash, and there was a chute that you would just dump the garbage down. So I took my garbage bag, left the apartment, and walked down the hallway to the end of it. I dumped the trash and then walked back to my place. I was gone for a total of maybe 1 minute. After walking back to my apartment, though, right away, I saw someone. There was a random guy in my place. He was just standing in the living room, and as soon as I entered, he saw me. My reaction was to quickly leave. I walked out into the hallway. I remember looking at the door and confirming that this was my place. I didn't accidentally walk into the wrong unit. For some reason, I went back in. I didn't see the guy, but I heard the man running into the other room. I was so confused and creeped out that I just left again and went down to the lobby. There, I called the cops. I waited there for them, and when they arrived about 5 minutes later, they went up to my place. After they looked all around, they didn't see anyone. The man was gone. But after answering questions and talking to the police, I realized what happened. The men who entered my apartment to change the air filter did not work there at all. There was no plans for the air filters to be changed that day. That's why I never got an email or anything like that about it. The two guys walked in, pretended to change it because I was in the other room. Then one of the men hid in the small closet where the air filter was kept. The other guy left, which I did not see because I was over at my desk where it wasn't really in my view. I assumed that they both left, but really I had just heard one of them leaving. The other guy must have waited around the rest of the day for me to leave. When I walked to take the trash out, he must have thought that I was actually going somewhere and would be gone for a while. Then I think his plan must have been to steal my stuff, that's my best guess. But I walked back in a lot quicker than he expected, ruining his plans. In the end, he just left and did not take anything, probably because he knew I would know who did it. The man thankfully ended up getting caught along with his partner in crime about a week later. They had broken into different apartment buildings, pretending to be maintenance workers there as well. It was not their first time doing it. They had all kinds of phony plots to get in people's places. They would steal anything of value. I'm really glad that I got back when I did, and that I wasn't hurt or anything, and I'm glad that the men were caught. This story takes place 2 years ago when I lived alone in this house that I was renting. It was in a quiet neighborhood, but it also had a lot of other houses in it pretty close by. So one night I worked late and arrived back home at about 8 or 9 o'clock p.m. I went inside and after changing I decided to cook something to eat. I went into the kitchen, which was located at the back side of the house. There I began to cook, which is something that I enjoy doing when I have the time. As I was right in the middle of this, I heard a knock on my front door. I stopped and wondered who it could be. It was late, so it automatically seemed weird. The only way to find out though was to go and look. So I paused my cooking and walked over to the front of the house. There I glanced out of a window to see who it was before I decided to open the door. When I looked, I saw a man standing there at the step. He was wearing a hood that was covering most of his head, so I couldn't really see his face. In fact, it made him look pretty sketchy, because it also wasn't that cold out or raining or anything. And overall, if you want people to open the door for you late at night, maybe don't be hunched over wearing a hood. I thought, I'm not answering, and I walked back over to the kitchen. Literally right as I was walking over there, though, I heard the doorbell ring. This was different than before, because before he had knocked. I just ignored it, though. I was curious as to what he wanted, but I figured that it wasn't worth trying to find out. I was still fairly new to my neighborhood in that particular area of the city, so I didn't know quite how common crime was, and I thought it best to just leave it alone. I resumed my cooking, and the guy did knock one more time. It was like 2 or 3 minutes after he had rang the doorbell. This I also ignored. I wasn't sure if he knew that I was home or not. I had a few lights on, but not all of them, so it wasn't super bright or anything. It made me think that he did know I was home, though, based on how he rang the doorbell right as I was walking away. Still, after the second time he knocked, it stopped, so I figured that he had gone away and I felt better. In fact, like 5 minutes after I last heard the knocking, I quickly walked back over and looked out the window. He was, in fact, gone, and then I returned to the kitchen. I went back to cooking, but this only lasted for about 5 minutes, because then, out of nowhere, I saw him again.
10 hours on my feet, traffic, noise, everybody needing something from me. My head is spinning. I just need the world to stop for 1 second. But then I get home, shoes off, phone out, and I open Modo Casino. Hundreds of slots, classic table games. It's my instant reset. The variety I want in the quiet I need.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino. America's social casino.
There was a window in the kitchen that was pretty much right in front of me. It looked out to my tiny backyard, which was fenced in. I suddenly saw this guy appear right on the other side of the window, walking towards it. Then he looked right at me and knocked on the glass. It scared me, and I quickly ran out of the room. This guy was a big problem now. I went into the living room and got out my phone, ready to call the police. I didn't hear the guy knocking again or anything, though. So after calming down for a minute, I walked back into the kitchen carefully. I looked to the window and didn't see him. Then I went closer and I looked to the backyard and confirmed that the man was now gone. I went around looking out all the windows, and thankfully he was nowhere to be seen. I was really creeped out though. I still didn't know what the guy wanted, but hoped that he was harmless. Maybe he was just mad that I didn't answer the front door for him. So then he possibly walked into the backyard and knocked on the window just to spite me. Then he left. That was my hope. But what was he doing at my front door in the first place? Either way, I was just glad that he was now gone, and I decided to hold off on calling the cops. I was finally able to finish my cooking after that, with no disturbances. I went into the living room to eat, and then relax and have a nice evening. I hung out in the living room for a while until I got tired. After that, I got ready for bed and went into my bedroom to go to sleep. So I remember that I fell asleep, only to randomly wake up in the middle of the night. I woke up and then sat up to check the time. When I saw that it was 1 a.m., I was happy because that meant I could sleep for a long more time. I was about to lay back down to return to sleep, but before I did, I noticed something out the window. It was somebody walking past it. They were not that close to it, but I still saw them. I got up and walked closer to it. They were walking in the backyard. When I looked out of it this time, I saw the same guy. He was back. Now he was walking through my backyard towards the kitchen window again. This time, I didn't hesitate, and I took out my phone and I called the police. I told them what was happening, and they said they would send somebody over. I went into the front of my house, away from the back, and waited. The guy didn't immediately try to break in or anything. I didn't know where he was, though, but I didn't want to look. I didn't think it would be a good idea to confront him. The police got there really fast. It was probably like 2 minutes. When they arrived, they found the man still in the backyard. He was caught, but they could not arrest him. Apparently, they just gave him a warning or something. He hadn't broken in, and it couldn't be proven that he was going to, but he was trespassing. He claimed that he was lost, and then I was also told that he thought his friend lived at my place and it was just a mistake. I don't really believe it, though, because he saw me in the window earlier that night and then still came back. I personally don't know what his intentions were. I never talked to him, but he was pretty much told to stay away or he would be arrested. After that, thankfully, he did. But I still wonder what his plans were and what could have happened had I answered the door for him. This happened not that long ago. It's something that's really crazy, and I'm sure that I will never forget. So, it was a normal night, and I was relaxing on the couch watching a movie. For some background, I live alone in a two-bedroom apartment. I used to have a roommate, but she moved out after the lease ended. However, I decided to renew the lease and just live there by myself because I could afford it. I didn't feel like moving all my stuff to another unit, and I decided to just use the extra room as my office, as well as some extra space to store all my stuff. The apartment is on the third floor of the building, which was built in 2018. On this day, I had gone to work like normal, went to the gym, and then came home. I hadn't left after that. So there I was, sitting on the couch, watching a movie. It was getting to be pretty late at night. Out of nowhere, I heard the sound of things falling down coming from the other room. It sounded like from my office, possibly inside the closet in there. But there was also a chance that it could have been from the hallway or from another person's apartment. It happened pretty fast, and the sound lasted for a total of maybe 2 seconds. Instantly, I was nervous, but I told myself that I was just being scared for no reason. I wanted to go look, but was too scared to. Other than the living room, all the lights were off in my apartment. I didn't hear any other noises, so I figured there was just stuff falling over. I did have a good amount of junk in the closet. I didn't know why it would just randomly fall, though. But it was definitely a possibility. I procrastinated going to look and kept watching the movie. However, I was getting more and more creeped out, and I knew that I wouldn't be able to sleep that night unless I went and confirmed that nothing was there. It might sound crazy, and I certainly thought that it was, but I still felt paranoid. What on earth could it be other than just junk falling, though? So I decided to go and look. I psyched myself up and then walked over to the office. I turned on the light in the hallway and then turned on the light to the office. At first, everything seemed fine. I didn't hear any noises or see anything. Then I walked in and went to the closet. The door was closed. It was a pretty large closet, nothing crazy, but you could easily walk in. When I opened the closet door, it was dark in there, but I instantly saw a man. As soon as I did, I just took off running. I could not believe it, and everything I did next was just a reaction. I ran to my front door and left my apartment. Thank God I still had my phone on me. I ran out into the hallways and called the police. I told them some guy was in my apartment. Then I walked around the hallways in a daze until they arrived. I was freaking out because I honestly did not expect that at all. When the police arrived, they entered my apartment. Surprisingly, the man was still in there. He was arrested, and I had never seen him before. He would not say how he got in or why he was there. I'm just glad that he was gone. But I never did find out how he got in. I mean, it makes no sense. My place is on the third floor, and the only entrance is the door. I must have somehow forgot to lock it or something. Maybe the lock is broken. I really don't know. What I also don't know is how long he was in there for. I'm going to be creeped out about this for a long time. I'm just glad that I didn't get hurt or anything. This happened when I was a teenager. One night, my parents went out, and my brother went to his friend's house to have a sleepover. so I was left home alone by myself. At first, I was just planning on staying in and relaxing, maybe watching some TV or a movie, or maybe just read or something like that. But I was Snapchatting with my best friend Alexis, and she asked me what I was doing. I told her, and she said I should come over. I guess her parents were gone too, and she was bored. I was too young to drive at the time, and I was not supposed to leave the house when I was home alone. But Alexis lived just a few blocks away, and I could walk there. I figured that I could easily go to her place and hang out for a while, and then be back by the time my parents were home. So I told her that I would come over. I left the house, made sure to lock it, and then walked to Alexis's place. It was maybe like a 10-minute walk. I got there and went inside. We hung out and talked and had some snacks. It was a good time, and I made sure to leave after like 2 hours. I figured that my parents wouldn't be home for another 30 minutes or so, but I didn't want to cut it too close. So I said bye to Alexis and then left. I began walking back home down the sidewalks in the neighborhood. The area was all residential with lots of other houses. By this time at night, it was dark out and the neighborhood was very quiet. Like 2 minutes into walking home, though, and I remember hearing a car driving up behind me. But it didn't pass. It just started to drive sort of next to me, but a little behind. When it drove that slow, I immediately found it suspicious. I looked over, but couldn't see the driver. It was too dark out. I just kept walking and hoped that it wouldn't continue to follow me. But it did. I turned, and so did the car. At one point when I turned, though, the car went past me. I felt better for a moment and thought that it was gone, but then I saw the car turn around and go towards me again. Now I was pretty nervous. I kept walking home and just hoped that I would make it back okay. I started walking faster. Soon I was at our street. I got out my keys and was ready to run. When I saw our house in the distance, I just took off. I ran through the front yard, got to the door, unlocked it, and went inside. After slamming the door shut behind me and then locking it, I breathed a sigh of relief. But then I looked back out the window, hoping to see the car drive away. Instead, the car pulled into our driveway. I couldn't believe it, and was now really scared again. After parking in the driveway like they belonged there, whoever was driving the car stopped. They did not get out for a little while. After like 2 or 3 minutes, I saw the door open. A man stepped out. He had a slight beard, sort of long dark hair, and was kind of tall.
John Daly here. You know what day it is?
Neither do I.
I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto. America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
He walked over towards the house. At that point, I moved away from the window and ran into the living room. Soon, I heard him knock on the front door. I was terrified. Of course, I was not going to answer it. After a little while, he knocked again. I still didn't answer. I didn't know what to do, though. For some reason, the thought never occurred to me to call the police or my parents. After knocking twice, I didn't hear anything for a little while. So I went back over to the window and looked again. I didn't see the man at first, but his car was still there. Soon I noticed that he appeared to be inside of it, but he wasn't leaving. He just kept sitting there. I was really creeped out. Then I saw another car driving down the street. It slowed down in front of the house really slow. I then realized that it was my parents. They stopped, probably wondering who was in the driveway already. Then they started to turn to pull in. The man suddenly then put his car into reverse and backed out. After getting back onto the street, he quickly drove away, speeding in the process. My parents then parked in the driveway and I ran out to them. I told them what happened, and they called the police. The cops came out, and I talked to them for a little while. After they left, everything was fine, but I never heard anything more about it, so I don't know if the guy was ever found. Of course, I didn't leave the house at night by myself for a while after that. Looking back, I'm really grateful that I was able to get home safely that night, and that my parents got home when they did.
Hours on my feet, traffic, noise, everybody needing something from me. My head is spinning. I just need the world to stop for 1 second. But then I get home, shoes off, phone out, and I open Modo Casino. Hundreds of slots, classic table games. It's my instant reset. The variety I want in the quiet I need.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino. America's social casino.